This is Michael Popok, Legal AF. We got a criminal complaint and a plea deal against Alan Weisselberg, disgraced felon and former chief financial officer for Donald Trump, going back with the organization, dating back to Donald Trump's father, who testified on Donald Trump's behalf and lied under oath, so the plea deal and the criminal complaint says, in his testimony that was supposed to be favorable to Donald Trump in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case, which after 11 weeks led to a $450 million judgment against Donald Trump. And he is a key witness and now an admitted perjurer in the Stormy Daniels hush money cover-up business record fraud case against Donald Trump that starts on March 25th. Lots of courts, lots of judges, and lots of investigating agencies. I'm going to break it all down on this particular hot take. Let's talk about who is Alan Weisselberg and why he is important that he just went down for perjury related to the New York Attorney General case and the Manhattan District Attorney, the criminal prosecutors in the Stormy Daniels case. Alan Weisselberg, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, was reached a deal in which he pled guilty to tax evasion as part of the 17-count criminal conviction for tax evasion and other fraud against the Trump Organization that was found by a Manhattan state jury then. He then got sentenced and served 100 days in Rikers Island, which is a terrible detention facility, especially for somebody who's 79 years old and supposedly in ill health. He came out and had to testify and give truthful testimony in another case involving the New York Attorney General against Donald Trump and everybody related to Donald Trump for fraud, the preparation of statements of financial condition, financial statements, business records, insurance fraud, and the like. He was at the heart as the chief financial officer at the time and a chief money man internal for Donald Trump of those cases. He was sworn to tell the truth in those matters. He did not. Turns out that he lied, and it was revealed during the course of the New York Attorney General case by Forbes magazine, of all things, while he was testifying in real time. They said he's perjuring himself. Literally, the article said he is perjuring himself right now on the stand by denying that he misled and intentionally fraudulently misled counterparties, including media, about the size of Donald Trump's triplex apartment, which was a major asset on his balance sheet. That Donald Trump, through Alan Weisselberg, told the media, he denied that he told the media that he tripled the size of the triplex. I mean, the triplex is 10,000 square feet, quite a sizable apartment for New York, but it's not 30,000 square feet. It's worth maybe $50 million, not $150 million. And that's part of the scheme, the scam, the cooking of the books by Donald Trump through Alan Weisselberg. And when he was on the stand during the New York Attorney General civil fraud case that ended before January, he lied, and Forbes magazine called him out, which got the attention of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, I'm sure off a referral by the New York Attorney General's office, who is handling the case because they work side by side to go handle the criminal side. And they went back to their notes, and they said, if Forbes magazine is right, which they are, that Alan Weisselberg told them in interviews, and they have emails and notes where he's pushing and pressing the size of the triplex apartment in order to increase the net worth of Donald Trump, in order to make him be in the top 100 or 200 of the Forbes most wealthiest people list, then he lied to the investigators for the Manhattan DA's office about it, and he lied on the stand, and that is the criminal complaint that's now been brought against him as part of the indictment and a part of the plea deal. So, That is a major issue. And then all the times that he lied on the stand about not remembering certain aspects of how money flowed and how financial statements were fraudulently cooked also is part of the criminal complaint. Why is it a criminal complaint? You got two ways as a prosecutor to bring charges against an individual. You either do it with a grand jury indictment of a grand jury, or you can do it by way of a criminal complaint. Usually a criminal complaint is often used when there's a plea deal that's together with the criminal complaint. They have to plead to something. So there has to be charges. The charges have now been brought at the same time as the plea deal. We reported on this plea deal that was in the works 3 weeks ago. And we knew it was devastating because if Alan Weisselberg took this deal, And he's now represented by a lawyer not affiliated with Donald Trump. You know, so you know they're making independent decisions. Seth Klayman is representing Alan Weisselberg, not being paid by Donald Trump. And they cut this deal because, why? Because Alan Weisselberg is dead to rights about this issue. And so he had to plead guilty to two counts of perjury, which is a Class D felony, perjury in the first degree. And why is that important? One, the justice system. It matters to the justice system that if you lie to investigators and prosecutors, that you're held accountable. That's why we just saw in the investigation of Hunter Biden, the Department of Justice had no choice but to prosecute one of their witnesses who lied about bribes to the Biden family. Sometimes a witness lies and you can't, there have to be repercussions. Otherwise, this whole system of investigation and justice falls apart. So once they determined through the Forbes magazine reporting and otherwise that Alan Weisselberg lied, they had to go after him. And as importantly, he's a witness. He's a discredited, perjurious witness, but he is a witness in the upcoming Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against Donald Trump that starts trial March 25th in front of Judge Juan Merchan. Judge Juan Merchan is no stranger to Alan Weisselberg's perjurious conduct and lies. He is the judge that also presided over the 17-count felony conviction of the Trump Organization for tax evasion, and he's the one that sent Alan Weisselberg up the river, so to speak, literally, to Rikers. Here's a personal question. How'd you sleep last night? If you answered not so great, just okay, or don't ask, you're not alone. One out of three Americans report being sleep deprived, and your sheets could be the problem. The wrong sheets can trap body heat, leaving you boiling 1 minute and freezing the next. The solution? Cozy Earth bedding. I love that Cozy Earth's bedding sheets are incredibly soft and also breathable, allowing me to have the best night's sleep imaginable. It is my go-to set of sheets from my linen closet. I love them that much. Cozy Earth is life-changing luxury. Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set is made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating and breathable. So you'll sleep more comfortably all year round. Cozy Earth sheets are uniquely soft and only get softer with every wash. Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth comes with a 100-night sleep trial, which means you have up to 100 nights to sleep on them, wash them, and try them out. If you're not completely in love, just return them within 100 days for a full refund. And all of their products also include a 10-year warranty against defects. Whether it's their luxury bedding, ultra-comfortable loungewear, plus bath towels and more, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. If you've never tried Cozy Earth, I got some awesome news. You can save up to 35% off Cozy Earth right now. But hurry, this offer won't last. Go to CozyEarth.com/LegalAF and enter our promo code LegalAF at checkout for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com/LegalAF, promo code LegalAF. CozyEarth.com/LegalAF. So now, when the prosecutors put him up on the stand and says, you lied about this, you lied about this, you lied about that, Alan Weisselberg's got, he's got nowhere to turn. He either tells the truth about how Donald Trump, as the indictment reads, Donald Trump led a catch and kill program in order to pay off women that he had sex with to make sure they didn't talk about it before the 2016 election. Another case of election interference. He either tells the truth, consistent with Michael Cohen's testimony, that they hatched this scheme together, that Alan Weisselberg directed for Donald Trump, that the books and records fraudulently indicate that the payments made to Stormy Daniels to cover up their sex was legal payments and bonuses to Michael Cohen when they were not. They were hush money, and that's the lie, in order to help him win election, and that's the second crime. And that's how we get to a felony in New York. He either tells the truth once and for all, finally and fully, in front of that new jury that's going to be picked on the 25th of March, or he lies again and they destroy him on the stand in real time, pull out his heart and show it to him that he's a perjurer. So if Alan Weisselberg wants to be indicted again for yet another crime and go away for much longer than the 10 months that the prosecutors are going to ask the judge for, and I believe it's going to be Judge Mershon related to, I think he'll be assigned to this case. All right. He already got a hundred, he already got 100 days. He got 90 days. You know, he got three months plus. Now they're asking for 10 months. No home confinement. He goes to jail for 10 months as a 79-year-old because of what he did. And then they put him up and they put him in that stand. They make him look him, the jury in the eye and finally tell the truth. I mean, they'll tell the jury he got convicted of perjury. And they'll understand that that if he doesn't tell the truth, he's going to go away for a long, long time. So he's got tremendous incentive to tell the truth, not to lie, right? Sometimes when you cross-examine a witness, you want to get to bias and their incentive to lie. Here, the prosecutors are going to put in front of the jury the incentive to tell the truth by Alan Weisselberg. So now, if I'm Donald Trump, I got to be even more worried than usual because I got Michael Cohen, who's rehabilitated himself in the eyes of the prosecutors, who's going to testify about his role in the scheme that Donald Trump knew about and directed. They're going to have Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer. These were the two guys internal that cooked the books and committed the fraud for Donald Trump on the books and records to hide the sex act as being a legal service. I mean, literally, from Michael Cohen. Got those two. You got David Pecker from the National Enquirer, who's going to testify about the catch and kill program that he designed and how it was operated. You've got the lower level vice presidents that Donald Trump can't even remember the name of. Literally during deposition, he couldn't remember the name of people that worked in his organization 10 and 15 years. They're going to come off. They were flies on the wall. They were like, you know, melding into the woodwork. They're going to come forward in front of this jury and testify about all the bad things that Weisselberg and Michael Cohen did on behalf of Donald Trump in this criminal case and tied together to Donald Trump. You know, with recordings that Michael Cohen has that we've played before on the Midas Touch Network of making it go away. We got the link to that as well. When all that evidence comes in, this is the final nail in the coffin, as far as I'm concerned, of Alan Weisselberg now pleading guilty to two counts of felony perjury, first degree perjury in New York for his testimony related to Donald Trump in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. I mean, the statement made today by the prosecutor's office, I think, is a good one. And what they basically said is lying is a crime. You can't get away with lying in New York or anyplace else. But this is the impact of Alan Weisselberg's testimony on the trial. So for the takeaway from this hot take, I want it to be that this is yet another nail in the coffin of Donald Trump as the Manhattan DA's office seeks the conviction of Donald Trump on a Class E felony related to business record fraud and before a new jury that gets picked at the end of March. We'll continue to follow it and analyze it and the developments related to it. And then certainly whether, for instance, the new judge or the judge is going to be Mershon in sentencing Alan Weisselberg to the 10 months sentence that the prosecutors are looking for. We'll follow it on Legal AF on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and then on hot takes just like this one. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.